Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pretty neat things happening in South Florida. I mean, you get a lot of these programs that get under a big spotlight and everybody follows everything that they do. And then you get a program like Westland Hialeah, who a lot of people, after a couple years in and they didn't have a, you know, a great program, a lot of people just kind of forgot about them. And this is a program that I think a couple years back struggled to score a point. Well, that's not a problem anymore, because this program has turned things around. Head coach Joe Gross has done it. They've won six and only lost one this year, and he is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking a time on this Monday evening to kind of take a look at your program.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bloomsey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. And I say congratulations, and I salute you and your coaching staff and the kids and the administration for all you did to get this program to where it is now, because I know it's not easy. I know it took a lot of sacrifice and diligence. Talk about how you guys kind of took this program kind of out of the mud and dressed it up pretty well now.
Sure. You know, a lot of aspects, a lot of moving parts to it, but you know, I think one of the key points was just the mindset involved. You know, I would preach to my kids. You know, this is my second year now, and things started. You know, things were pretty good last year. We actually were able to finish with a pretty nice season last year, but it was, you know, it was COVID, it was cancellations, it was a little over the place.
Sure,
and it was nice because, you know, the kids believed in the program. They trust the process. And we really didn't have anyone leave. And so the kids all came back. You know, I got a chance to finally have an off season with them, you know, implement some more aspects of the game. And I really just preached the mindset. You know, I really believe that losing is contagious. I believe that winning is contagious. And, you know, I've seen it before where, unfortunately, when things have consistently gone bad for so long, a mistake, which, you know, it could be optimist, JV, varsity, college, pros, you know, mistakes happen. Mistakes are sure. Part of the game. But, you know, a mistake that could be minute turns into, you know, the snowball effect of, you know, oh, it's happening again. You know, it's the same as last time. And really changing that whole mindset to more positive, more, you know, believing in ourselves, believing in, you know, our teammates. And, you know, that idea of, you know, a mistake occurs and it's, coach, man, come back to me next play. I got this, you know, and just nice. a completely, you know, different mindset of believing in ourselves. And my boys have really just done a tremendous job of that. My coaching staff, a tremendous job of getting these kids ready and coaching them up. And just it's really been night and day. And I'm just really, you know, really proud of them.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, Coach, when you take a look at it, the school, I know that they had some baseball kids early on in their, you know, when they first started. Being in the Hialeah and being in areas where baseball is pretty much king in that area, I know that football is kind of still strange. It's soccer and baseball. But at the same time, there's so much development in the off season. How much did you find that? Because I know that I saw you guys at a few things, that, and I saw a couple of your kids at some events, which signaled to me, you know, somebody cares over there, because, you know, these kids are actually showing up. Did that have a lot to do with, or has that had a lot to do with the change?
Absolutely. You know, it was, from day one, you know, off season day one, you know, there are no excuses. You know, there's no reason for you not to be at practice unless it's a medical emergency. You know, and this is the system, and you need to buy into this if you're going to be a part of it. And I promise you, if you're a part of it, we will be successful. You know, I made that promise to them from day one. The kids, they jumped on it. You know, one thing I learned about them is they really wanted to win. You know, I think that there was a little bit of fear in putting 100% effort into something that, you know, wouldn't see fruition, you know, and,
right.
And I told them, I said, man, just, you know, trust me. And they did. The numbers were just, it was incredible, you know, from day one of off season, it was just nonstop. And, you know, we did camps, we did, you know, in-house camps in Miami. We traveled, you know, over the summer to different camps, and it was a strange mix because it was a group of young men where, you know, some of them were on step one and some were, you know, way more advanced. They were playing they were young. And I think offensively and defensively, we have a pretty advanced system. We don't really simplify things. And so it was that challenge, you know, to some of these young men, like, listen, you know, you need to work. You need to catch up to where we are, and you need to understand what's going on. They've really done a spectacular job at that.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about step one. That's perfect because, I mean, a lot of these kids who are at the step one, at least they're learning things. And that's what I'm saying. And they're going to benefit from that, like going to a 7-on-7 or going to a University of Miami camp. And, yeah, they're going to see kids who are, you know, been doing this for a lot of years. And a lot of these kids now, you know how it is. I mean, you get in some of these communities where they have you at these combines when you're 14 years old and 13 years old. So you're way ahead of the game. You know, when I take a look, you know, at what you do, I look at programs like Goldman and I look at programs like Crop and schools that were not thought of, you know, as these teams are going to light the, you know, world on fire. But as you illustrated, you know, just like Coach Cap and Coach Ariel do at those two schools, you've gotten in this situation where you've made this a family. I mean, you have to make it a family because you get to the point where you spend so much time together. I mean, you got to kind of trust everybody. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, this is without a doubt. I'm not just saying this. This is without a doubt one of the closest knit groups of young men I've ever been a part of within themselves and within the coaching staff.
Right.
You know, we don't have issues with them. You know, they really feel like, you know, they're brothers on and off the field. You know, they feel like they have each other's back and when things go wrong in a game, you know, they're so quick to pull each other up, you know, that they don't point fingers. You know, our last game, we're actually down 20-7, with just over 4 minutes to go. We end up winning 23-20. And, you know, these young men, you know, they're on the sideline. They're telling each other, hey, man, this ain't over. We got this. We're going to win this game. You know, and they believed in each other. You know, not selfish football, not one-on-one football. You know, really play as a group on both sides of the ball, all three aspects of the ball, you know, special teams included. And I think have developed in, you know, kind of to touch back for a quick second, one of the things that we were huge on, myself and my coaching staff, was not just knowing what to do on a given play, but knowing why you do it. You know, what I understand, you know, this is your route, this is your assignment. Why do you do this? And I think that's become a major part, even in the family aspect as well, because when a player doesn't know an assignment, there's no finger pointing. You know, it becomes, you know, a senior coming up to a freshman. Hey, listen, man, you have this. Why do you have this? Tell me why. What do you see? All right, let's go over it. And it becomes these teachable moments where, you know, sometimes it feels like I have a staff of, you know, 20 because of some of the older guys on the team who have really taken such a leadership role with some of the younger kids. And it's just, like I said, it's been really impressive to see. A lot of that goes into my administration, into my assistant coaches that do a tremendous job with, you know, being there for the kids, and not just in football, but, you know, if they, you know, grades or conduct with problems outside in life, and just that, you know, that father figure role.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Joe Gross, you're refreshing and you're one of those guys that a lot of people should kind of follow as a role model. I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Keep up the good work. We'll be following.
I appreciate you. Thank you for everything you do for us down here, Larry.
Good stuff. Coach Joe Gross, the head coach at Westland Hialeah. And I'll tell you what, they have turned things around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.